But it was on this day in 1886 when Coca-Cola first went on sale.
Hello.
Now, it's a little different than
the 1886. Okay.
And it's a little different than the Coke that we know today.
Okay.
So a Confederate colonel named John Pemberton was wounded in the American Civil War and, as a result, was addicted to morphine.
Oh.
So he also happened to
Every
have
good
a,
story begins that
he
way.
He also happened to have a medical degree and began a quest to find a substitute for the problematic drug.
Yeah.
So in 1885, at his drugstore in Columbus, Georgia, he registered Pemberton's French Wine Coca Nerve Tonic. Now, this was an alcoholic beverage.
The name is catchy. It fit right on a billboard nicely.
Yeah. So it was an alcoholic beverage made with coca, which contained trace amounts of cocaine and cola nuts for caffeine. In 1886, when Atlanta and Fulton County passed prohibition legislation, he responded by developing Coca-Cola, a non-alcoholic version of that drink.
Well, very nice. Yes. Yeah.
So it was marketed as Coca-Cola, the temperance drink, which appealed to many people as the temperance movement enjoyed wide support during that time.
Sure.
The first sales were at Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta, Georgia on May 8th, 1886, where it initially sold for 5 cents a glass.
A glass. Very classy in a glass.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Now, if you'll remember from one of my Wiki Corners last week, drugstore soda fountains were popular in the United States at the time due to the belief that carbonated water was good for your health.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So Pemberton's new drink was marketed and sold as a patent medicine, claiming that it was a cure for many diseases, including morphine addiction, indigestion, nerve disorders, and headaches.
So morphine addiction and indigestion. That really does.
And headaches.
And headaches.
Yeah.
It runs the gamut, doesn't
right.
it? It cures everything.
In 1888, Pemberton sold Coca-Cola's ownership rights to a businessman named Asa Griggs Candler, whose marketing tactics led Coca-Cola to its dominance of the global soft drink market throughout the 20th and 21st century.
Yeah.
The current formula of Coca-Cola remains a closely guarded trade secret. I guess a variety of reported recipes and experimental recreations have been published, but it's a complete secret, and only like a handful of people actually know what the formula really is.
There's sugar.
Lots of sugar.
Sugar.
Yes. Yes.
That's where I would start. But
yes.
After that, you lose me.
In the early 1900s, there were plenty of imposter sodas trying to cash in on Coke's fame.
Yeah.
So in 1915, the company asked glass bottling companies to design a bottle that was so distinct you could recognize it by feel in the dark, or even if it was lying broken on the ground.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's, wow. It's dangerous.
So the winning company was the Root Glass Company, and they created the now iconic green contoured bottle.
Yeah.
Today, that Coca-Cola bottle is one of the most recognized packages on the planet. Now, the six-pack carrier, which is common today, was an innovation developed by Coca-Cola in 1923.
Wow.
It was created to encourage people to take home their bottles of Coca-Cola and drink it more often with the expanded availability of home refrigeration.
Okay, don't just take one, take six.
Take six, yeah. So we have Coke to thank for the six-pack.
Thank you.
Pretty cool.
Thank you, Coke.
Coca-Cola's advertising has significantly affected American culture, and it is frequently credited with inventing the modern image of Santa Claus as an old man in a red and white suit.
Oh, that's right.
Although the company did start using the red and white Santa image in the 1930s with its winter advertising campaigns, the motif was already common. And Coca-Cola wasn't even the first soft drink company to use the modern image of Santa in its advertising.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of a myth. Yeah.
Okay.
Coca-Cola was the first commercial sponsor of the Olympic Games at the 1928 Games in Amsterdam.
You love that stuff.
And it has been an Olympic sponsor ever since. That's a really long time. In 1985, it became the first soda in space when astronauts drank Coke on the Challenger space shuttle.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
So more than 2.2 billion servings of Coca-Cola drinks are enjoyed in more than 200 countries and territories every day.
Wow.
That's a crazy
amount. That's a lot of Coke.
Coca-Cola has a product portfolio of more than 3,500 beverages and 500 brands, spanning from sodas to energy drinks to soy-based drinks, apparently. They make so many different beverages that if you drank one every day, it would take you 9 years to try them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I better get started then.
Yeah.
Not sure how much time I'd have left. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Coca-Cola, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song from one of their famous commercials. We're going to play I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing by the New Seekers.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7. That song is hard to listen to and not smile.
I know.
Isn't that though? The New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because that song was in a very famous Coke commercial back in the 70s, was it, I think?
70s?
Yeah, sure, 70s. We'll go 70s.
Sounds like you're asking, not telling.
And we were talking about Coke because it became, it went on sale for the first time today.
Yeah.
On this day in 1886.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Winky Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right. Coca-Cola was originally sold as a cure for many diseases.
Coca-Cola invented the six-pack.
And every day, more than 2.2 billion servings of Coca-Cola drinks are consumed worldwide.
As you're saying that, the irony of it, it's Coca-Cola was developed to cure many diseases, and yet it also caused many diseases, thinking diabetes for one, and, you know, maybe some others, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you a Coke or Pepsi person?
Coke.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot of Coke.
I don't really either. I don't drink a lot of soda in general. But
I don't either.
But when I do, I'm a Coke gal.
You're a Coke gal.
Through and through.
All right. I had a feeling. Folks want to learn more about Coca-Cola, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
That's right.
You can go to legends1027.com on the homepage. There's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. What you're right. The packaging, the bottle itself.
Oh, yeah.
It's so iconic.
It is. I think that I saw a statistic that it's recognizable by 94% of the entire world.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is pretty strong branding.
And whatever that crazy font is that they have on the can, that's totally theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody else touches it.
Right.
Pretty wild. All right. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Oh, yes.
At 4:10 right here on Legends 102.7. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Check traffic with Melanie Sands coming up next. Forecast as well. We got Ozark Mountain Daredevils and much more before 5 o'clock on the legendary Drive at 5.